Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about redefining failure. We're going to be continuing that conversation. And today, joining us is a very, very special guest, Christine Anasian. Thank you, Christine, for being here.
Thanks for having me, John.
Of course, it's a joy. So today's topic, much like the last episode we did for Ask John, is redefining failure when it comes to your career journey. So the first thing we want to talk about with you, Christine, when it comes to the career world is, what is failure? Do you believe failure exists? How do you define failure? Like, what's this conversation? What are your opinions when it comes to careers and that word failure?
I think failure is a harsh way of describing things that are very common and probably the majority of things that happen when it comes to career searching or career application. Yeah. There are a lot of things that fall into that failure category, but I think the most common one that you would see is getting rejected from a job or internship offer. But other ways that failure presents itself, it could be applying and not hearing back, getting ghosted after an interview or after interviewing a few rounds, getting rejected when you're trying to negotiate, or having to settle for a B-list company as your first job when all your friends are working for their dream A-list companies. So these are all very, very common things, and I would be surprised if you don't experience it when you're applying to jobs. So I'm excited to talk about all those things separately.
Yeah. So something that I see with a lot of students is they kind of get into that cycle of stuff where they're applying and it's just not working. So when you have a student who comes into your office and talks to you of like, I've sent out 15 applications and I just haven't heard back. And I feel like I'm failing on my career journey. I'm failing on this path. How do you talk to them? How do you talk them down from that internalizing that they are a failure rather than the outcomes that are happening to them?
First and foremost, I listen. So I let students take the stage and talk and get it off their chest, probing them to get into that emotional vulnerability. And the reason I do that is because I want emotional confirmation. I want to hear are they actually upset? Because you can be upset about something and then you can be really upset about something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to gauge where they're at in that emotional state. The next thing I'm trying to do when I have these probing questions and I'm listening is I want to identify the areas of their application they're struggling on. So areas of improvement, because if you're not getting an interview, there are a lot of things that are going wrong that you're not getting an interview. First thing can be your resume, right? The first thing that comes to mind when I hear students are not getting any type of interviews or they're not hearing back from these employers, resumes. Another thing could be, where are they applying to these jobs? Are you just using LinkedIn or Handshake, or are you actually going to the company's website, searching for that job ID, and then making a profile, applying on their website?
I love that you brought that up. I'm sorry to cut you off, and I want to continue your thought. So try to keep the thought while I'm rambling. That is like my number one thing when I'm talking to students about this is like, I'm going on Handshake, I'm going on LinkedIn, wherever they're going. And I'm like, go to the source, please. I'm begging you, go to the source because it's so much better information. Okay, sorry, I had to jump in there. What were you saying?
You're right. Yeah, absolutely. And to kind of expand on that, employers use LinkedIn to recruit, but sometimes they're paying for a bogus job that has already been filled. So if you're using LinkedIn, you're probably applying to jobs that might not even exist anymore. So go to the website, search up the job ID, make your profile, get rid of the third party, and just make it you and the company. Going back to the things you were talking about. The different aspects of the application process. So maybe you are doing everything right, but then you're not actually networking. So that could be a different conversation. So I try to interject that failure conversation and kind of brainstorm ideas of how to improve their process of application. Mm-hmm. We also talk about resetting, right? Rejection, failure, rejection is redirection. And then when you approach that redirection, it's kind of a reset for you. So let's say you're met with a fork in the road. You either go the red path or the blue path, and you don't know which one to do. You do a little bit of research and you figure out, I'm going to go with the blue path. You tackle all the obstacles that come with it. You experience the adventures that come with it. And then it results in failure, or a dead end in this case. First of all, with this dead end, you're smarter than where you were when you were facing the red or blue path. After that, now you can create a new fork in the road, right? You've come to your dead end, but with the experiences and the knowledge you've gained, you can create a green and yellow path from that dead end. The green path can be climbing a tree. The yellow path can be swimming through the pond. Heck, you can add a purple path, go back, and then revisit the red path if you wanted to. The options are limitless. So it's not a dead end. It's resetting. I have met this end. Here is now where I have to problem solve and use my critical thinking skills to figure out my next step. And listen to this part. Even if the blue path didn't result in failure, you got your dream job, you got your dream salary, you got that dream company, that famous company. After a while, even though it's everything you wanted, you're still going to come to a point where you have to reset, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You work for a couple of months, you work for 6 months, a year, you plateau in your learning curve, you plateau in your salary. You realize, my boss is an a-hole. I don't want to talk to him anymore. I don't want to work with him anymore, or your coworker, whatever it is. And now you have to reset again. You go back to that fork in the road. So honestly, life just boils down to making decisions. And if you fail or you hit a dead end, or even if you succeed, you're still going to have to make a decision. So there is no such thing as failure. It's just, I made a decision early or I made a decision later on. And that's the kind of conversations I like to have with my students.
Please join us for part 2 of our conversation with Christine on redefining failure.